Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. For the second time in the past week, an earthquake of more than 4.0 on the Richter scale rattled the North Coast after a 4.3 quake struck this morning at 2:30 west of Ferndale. On the 17th, the North Coast was rattled with a 4.3 quake that was north-northwest of Ferndale. The North Coast also shook from a 4.9 quake in October, the three largest quakes this year. This morning's quake was noticed by far fewer residents because of the time it hit, and there were no reports of damage associated with the trembler. The weather is expected to be nice on Christmas Day, and that has some officials at the National Weather Service and the Coast Guard a bit concerned. That's because sneaker waves are predicted along North Coast beaches on Christmas Day, and sneaker waves are dangerous and can catch a beach visitor off guard and pull them into the ocean. Strong currents and cold water are deadly at this time of year, and sneaker waves happen without notice. There can be 20 to 30 minutes of small, normal waves rolling onto the beach, followed by a much larger and stronger sneaker wave. Don't turn your back on the ocean. Choose your beach carefully because steep beaches amplify the effects of sneaker waves. Do not go into the water after your dog. The dogs almost always manage to get themselves out of the water to safety, but humans fare much worse. Stay away from rocks and jetties and stay much further back from the water's edge than you normally would. A California man wanted in connection with a string of bank robberies in both Oregon and California is in custody. On Monday, after the sheriff's office issued their press release about bank burglaries in Humboldt County, Medford police announced they had arrested 38-year-old Bakersfield resident Daniel Kulrick in Medford in connection with similar incidents there. On December 10th, deputies responded to the U.S. Bank in Scotia after a bank manager emptying the night drop box found two pieces of cardboard with some sort of adhesive on them and connected to a string in the drop box. On December 11th, officials at Redwood Capital Bank in Fortuna reported a similar incident at their bank in which it appears two males and a female assisted in stealing items from the drop box. Kulrick is connected with similar burglaries in Arroyo Grande and San Luis Obispo, and authorities are now working to tie him to several burglaries across two states. And the Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force, which includes local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol, continue to focus on dangerous and impaired drivers on local roads during the holiday period. The CHP will conduct a maximum enforcement period tonight through Christmas night, while local agencies will use saturation patrols to focus on traffic safety. Since the 13th, 47 drivers have been arrested across Humboldt County on suspicion of driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, or for driving without proper licenses or registrations through Monday night. Avoid getting behind the wheel if you have been drinking, and remember that Humboldt Towing is offering free rides home for both you and your vehicle, no questions asked. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is known for a lot of things, but according to Police Chief Tom Chapman, one thing the city has never been known for is a high rate of violent crime. That image has been shaken over the past year with a double homicide in May, as well as a stabbing incident that left two HSU students with injuries and the most recent stabbing death on 12th Street. Chapman told Talk Shop that violent crimes have risen, but it's normally an altercation between people known to each other and an incident gets out of hand.
One of the great things about Arcata is traditionally the violent crime rate has been really low. Property crime, not so much. We're within norms on our property crime. But we've had a few stabbings. We had a shooting back in May, and I can't attribute it to anything but stupidity.
Chapman does not think that the average Arcata resident is a target for a random violent act.
For many people in the community is when you have a random act. There's no apparent connection between the victim and the suspect. When I think of a random attack is somebody hiding in the bushes and jumping out and attacking somebody without provocation. That hasn't been the case with any of our increase in violent crime. There's been a relationship, however slight, there's always been a relationship between the victim and the attacker.
Chapman did point out that Arcata has been a high property crime area, something that does match the statistics. And that's the news on this Christmas Eve. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.